Okay, let's just take a moment of pause to look ahead to something that is happening on Wednesday this week, the 1st of December. You probably know immediately that that means it's World AIDS Day. And there is a special concert happening at the Olympia Bakery in Cork Bay this Wednesday evening that we want to let you know about. It brings together one of our renowned international opera stars, Sipho Fubesi, who has joined forces with interdisciplinary artist Sue Pam Grant to present a show that is all about lifting spirits, I think is a good way of saying it, but I'll let him explain rather than trying to paraphrase it for me. All I can tell you is that it's dubbed the 10 Tenors. It will, of course, consist of 10 tenor singers, but what more is involved? Let's find out. Sipho Fubesi is, as I mentioned, one of our international singing stars. He trained initially at UCT, then went on to study further and work extensively in the UK, including appearances at the Royal Opera House and Covent Garden. And these days, when he's not performing, he can be found lecturing at both UCT and the University of Stellenbosch. For our purposes, though, we want to talk to him about his organizing of Wednesday's 10 Tenors event. Sipho Fubesi, welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.
It's a great, great pleasure. Where did the concept for this event come from? How did you and Sue get together and start planning it?
You know, actually, it was a crazy idea because I run a lot of projects where I give young artists platform, but I came up with this idea of grouping 10 tenors, giving them platform, and then fortunately these wonderful voices were heard by Sue Pam Grant, who's a visual artist, and she offered to donate her craft, her knowledge and experience. And then she came up with an idea of doing a concert on the 1st of December in celebrating the World AIDS Day, and also actually celebrating the improvement or the hope actually after the COVID has invaded our lives. And also Paul, who runs the Slow Life media film a promotion company, he came on board as well. So we are collaborating in bringing these wonderful voices that are all from Cape Town. 8 of them are studying at the University of Cape Town, and 2 of them are professional singers.
Are you one of the 2 professional Sipho, or you primarily in a directing role on this one?
Yeah, I'm the one who put up the group together, and I found myself singing in it as well. Because one of the tenors had to drop out because he's a student. He had to go back in Kimberley, so I'll be singing as well, which is a good thing for me as well, because I haven't been on stage for a long time due to COVID-19. Yeah. So yeah.
You know, I love that you're framing it as a celebration. Sipho, we had a conversation on my show last week about the 30th anniversary of the death of Freddie Mercury, and we spent that day reflecting on how drastically things have changed in those 30 years in terms of access to treatment, the ability to prolong people's lives, the ability to treat HIV as just another manageable chronic disease. And you think about that, you think that it's possible to achieve that in a relatively short space of time. I think you're right. It gives hope when you then look back at the virus we're battling now to go, it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And remember, actually, I think music is the best medicine, it's the best cure. I mean, it brings hope to those who have lost it, and it heals them. It heals me as well as an artist, I mean, to get a chance to be on stage again. Yeah.
So let's talk about the details. Sipho, it's happening Wednesday evening at the Olympia Cafe in Cork Bay. What sort of program are the 10 tenors going to be singing?
Oh, it's a wonderful program. You know, we'll be singing some of the famous opera tunes from different operas like Nessun Dorma, La Donna e Mobile, You'll Never Walk Alone, the Liverpool anthem, Hallelujah, the famous Hallelujah, and also some very famous South African tunes like Malaika, all the pieces that were made famous by the late Miriam Makeba, Indonga Zamakwenkwe, Igqirha Lendlela Ngoqongqothwane, and we'll be doing one of my arrangements as well. There will be a djembe as well on stage. So it will be a mix of Western music and our own music as South Africans. But the program, we're trying to I mean, to break the rules, to make it relevant to South Africa. We're making it our own. So you'll be hearing a different Nelson Dorma there with some dance routines that were created by Sue Pam Grant. So it's going to be a wonderful evening. People should go and book tickets.
It sounds like an amazing lineup. See, well, the tickets I know can be booked at Quicket. What's the cost per head and how many people can you accommodate?
You know, can you believe it? Only 300 rands. It's 300 rands. And the venue is not too big. It used to accommodate about 130 before COVID.
Okay.
But now we can only fit in about 75 people. So the spaces are very limited. People should go and book the tickets to avoid disappointments.
Sipho Fubesi, thank you so much. I bet those 75 tickets are going to be snapped up in no time with a program like that to tempt us. Sipho with the international opera singer and lecturer who is one of the driving forces behind the 10 Tenors event. Once again, it is happening on Wednesday evening, the 1st of December at the Olympia Cafe in Cork Bay. Sipho, thank you so much for joining us to tell us more about the show, and I hope it will be a fantastic success. If you would like to book a ticket, my suggestion is get yourself onto Quicket right now. They cost 300 rand per head.